Cyclops and Daredevil both want to, you know, they want to join the Federation, but they already have a blind guy and a visor guy, so get out of here. I mean, he's got so many action figures.
Red shirt, yellow shirt, gray shirt, different yellow shirt, vest.
Stained shirt.
Best Jordy? More like best Jordy.
Making another card for next time we do this.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior! Welcome aboard the show!
All aboard!
Is it a train or a boat?
It's a train and a boat.
It's a boaty train.
It's a triple changer.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a train in my boat face.
Oh! We're gonna change the name of this podcast.
It's a train
podcast
that sinks to the bottom of the lake.
Yeah! Like this podcast!
All aboard!
Oh no!
And then it lands 100 years later, like Ghostbusters 2, where the Titanic shows up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Cheech Marin's like, I'm in this movie for some reason. That was Cheech Marin, right?
I think so.
Anybody else?
He's kind of looking like, whoa, what's going on?
The Titanic is here.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If I'm wrong,
you're going to hell.
Then, well, I'm
Cheech Marin hell.
I'm going to hell anyway.
All right.
Because of, you know, all those things
all
that
those
I
things
did.
You did.
All those, you know, all those sins.
I mean, yeah, I got some sins.
Look, let he who is without sin win, win, win.
Pass the first stone.
That is how it works. Give me that stone.
Chicken sinner. Oh.
Current Zero News Flash.
So solicitations for Marvel for December have come out, and there's some, they might have, some cancellations. Seems like Marvel has, like, here's a bunch of new titles, and then
yep.
6 months later, like, nah.
No, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. It was announced that Future Foundation, which is, like, a Fantastic Four spinoff, is ending after, like, 5 or 6 issues, so not super long. Apparently Superior Spider-Man might be over. They had, like, a series.
Is that Doc Ock still?
Yeah. He's like in a clone body.
Yeah.
It feels weird. It's like they're going to do this and then they're going to make him Dr. Octopus again. It's like, nah.
Yeah.
So, you know, Loki, apparently, there was like a new Loki book that I heard was decent. I have no idea. But,
no clue.
It wasn't in the solicitations. I've seen it, but, yep. This isn't like big fucking breaking news. It's just like, here's something that's relatively recent. There's like 5 issues, but they've announced like a trade paperback of those issues and like some other random stories. So that's always a sign
of
like...
So if it sells really big, then it's...
Yeah. So that could happen. But it also seems like we're cutting this short and we're just going to pad out the trade paperback kind of a deal. Yeah.
Artist sketches.
Yeah, exactly. Ironheart.
Stories from 1960.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There you go. The current Ironheart book is ending, apparently. But the writer of it, which was Eve Ewing, said that it's canceled with number 12, but apparently she's going to be a big character in some whatever crossover they have coming up this winter.
Crossover.
So apparently they're saying this isn't the end, there's more to come, so that might be one of those like wrapping up and then this happens.
In the Heart of Iron crossover.
Exactly. Mm. And maybe Invaders was a book that was happening. None of these are that exciting. But that was like Chip Zdarsky, I think, is writing that.
Yep.
So allegedly the solicitation for that is heavily suggests it's like might be the end. So Chip Zdarsky will have to settle for the 7 other books he's writing for Marvel right now.
Really?
But you know, that's fine. Things end.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yep.
You gotta make room for other ones, and if they don't sell, it's a business. So
exactly. Yeah. Did you know that I think it's new. Chris Claremont and Bill Sienkiewicz did a new New Mutants comic?
Yeah.
Did you know about this?
Did
we talk about this?
I don't think we talked about it.
We didn't, but like...
I saw a blurb about it.
Apparently it like came out like last week.
Oh.
Oh, really?
At the time that you hear this. For recording, it comes out this week.
Yeah.
But New Mutants War Children, and it's like the original team, and it's Bill Sienkiewicz drawing it and Chris Claremont writing it, so that's...
So it might be good.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like a one-shot or a miniseries or what, but apparently that's coming out. So I know.
To celebrate the release of the movie.
See, that it might have been intended that way.
Probably what it was going to be.
They're just like, we might have been sitting on it for like 3 years at this point. We're like, let's just put it out, Jesus. And lastly, just another small piece of news, that the CW Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover has drawn in yet more former DC stars, Tom Welling.
And he's been rumored.
I really wish they would stop spoiling it.
Yeah, I know. There's going to be no surprises.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that I'm reporting on it. We're part of the problem.
Well, no, we're not. No.
It's them.
No.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be announced. Yeah, they should be. Maybe one or two just to get people enticed.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, look who just showed up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Erica Durance.
Ben Affleck's going to show up at this point.
Yeah. He will not. So, yeah, Tom Welling, Erica Durance. I think that they said, Michael Rosenbaum a while back. Didn't they say he was going to be?
As the Flash.
As Lex. Yes, please.
Update. Michael Rosenbaum will not be involved. For more information, check out the Zero Issues Facebook page.
So I'm very excited for Tom Welling to show up for this big return and still refuse to put on a Superman costume.
Let me just put on this. I'm stuck in a phone booth.
Yeah, exactly. He's gonna be like a 45-year-old Clark Kent, being like, I didn't ask for these powers. I refuse to fly.
I'm so blurry.
And apparently, that's all we got.
Yay!
And sometimes, that's enough.
It's enough.
Welcome to the warm-up!
So this week, we are going to do a thing called Make New Amalgams, where... Fuck, I just lost my words. I can't do two things at the same time. Can't eat a sandwich and ride a bike. So, remember the 90s?
See, they need like a sandwich holder that like attaches to the bike, to the handlebars.
Oh, so
you
yeah.
can eat that sandwich.
Like that robot that feeds you tomatoes as you go.
The faster you bike, the more it shoves it in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would work.
Die.
Yeah.
God, I wish I had that tomato.
It's a real monkey's paw situation.
Yeah.
So in the 90s,
too many Ditko sandwiches on a bike.
God damn it! You can't eat Ditko sandwiches on a bike. They're served on a hoagie. You need both hands. So in the 90s, DC and Marvel got together and they made a comic company called Amalgam, which had mashup characters. So you know, Super Soldier and Dark Claw, who was Wolverine and Batman, and so on. So we're gonna make some more.
Yay!
So, Merc has a pile of Marvel characters, and Bri has a pile of DC characters.
They supposed to be, like, random? We just
Can I look at them, or no?
Pick one at random.
Is it cool if I mix them up?
You do whatever.
Mishmash.
You do what you want.
Mix them up.
First up is...
Quasar.
And Aqualad.
We should be just like the Quasar
specifically,
podcast.
The new Aqualad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I couldn't remember his name, or I would have
written it down. Like, from Young Justice, but also kind of that version.
Calderan? Is that it?
Calder? Is that someone Calder else? Something? Or, like, I think, is it Jackson's Hyde, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, is a human name.
But Quasar and Aqualad.
Quasar and Aqualad. Quasalad, I don't know.
I know, I was like, Quasalad,
I mean,
Aquazar.
You don't have to come up with a name. You just have to come
I
up
do.
With a...
Yes, I do.
With a story. Once upon a time.
Aquaqua. I'm just gonna say that all day.
I mean, as soon as it came out of someone's mouth, I was like, "Well, that's gonna be a thing for the rest of the episode."
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes.
So let's get a primer on Quasar. Does anybody have a deck of trading cards around?
So he's like an alien.
Yeah.
But he can travel into space.
Okay.
As well.
They're a spacefaring aquatic species.
Yeah.
That's true.
That would be a thing. Why not?
Maybe some like water planets.
So he can control the water. So he makes almost like a ship out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
He forms it and then he can actually, that's the ship. Just
water ship. I like it.
Water. Form of a spaceship.
Oh, no, my water ship is going down.
I like it. Okay.
All right.
Listen, that's
as good
that's
as
it.
Anything
that's
made
as much as we're getting out of this stone.
Look, again, Darkclaw, who was Wolverine and Batman. This is equal to, if not better than that.
Frankly, I think like the Watership is, that's not bad.
Huh. All right. So we got from Marvel, Better Ray Bill.
And Big Barda.
Big Barda, Better Ray Bill.
Oh my goodness.
Big Better Ray Bill, Barda Bill.
You're really hearing those bees.
Big, big boom.
Barda Ray Bill? Barda Ray Big?
Big Barda Ray Bill.
Big Billy Bass.
Better Ray Barda?
Yeah. Better Ray Barda. Big Better Ray Barda.
She's got a big ol'
horse face.
Yeah.
Anyone want to take that?
She's got a horse face and a big hammer.
Yeah.
What is that thing that so Big Barda has? So it's just Barda Celine has?
Dion.
It's like a mace looking thing.
Oh, no.
That's so mean to Sarah Jessica Parker. You should have said her.
I knew you were going to do that.
I'm going to be the one of us that isn't doing this.
Good. Good.
I'm not doing this. I feel like it'd be pretty natural to mash up like the New Gods and Asgard into a whole deal.
Yeah, that could quite easily be done.
Yeah.
Well, look at that.
And there's like a Loki apocalypse mashup.
Yeah.
Locopolypse.
Like
Alonolypse.
It'd be interesting to sort of Better Ray Bill was he not romantically entangled with Sif at some point?
Yes.
So you could have like a miracle, like you could have like a scot-free Sif mashup and kind of gender bend it a little bit there. Mm-hmm. And then you have Better Ray Barda and they're, you know, they get together and they're opposites, but they just work. You know what I mean? Yeah, it could work. It could work.
I mean, you say it enough.
It could work.
It might just work.
It's getting increasingly desperate. It could work.
Next. Final. The Marvel is Annihilus.
And the Spectre.
Ooh.
Hmm.
It's a wave of vengeance.
Oh.
It's got like a bunch, like an angelic host of angels.
Yeah.
A host.
But they're all bugs.
Yeah, they're locusts. They're fucking locusts.
Oh. That's pretty good, actually.
That's good.
It's pretty good, actually. I mean, you know, like actual descriptions of what an angel would look like.
Yeah.
Listen, it's not dude's wings. There's like circles of wheels of eyes. Yeah. And crazy nonsense.
Lion faces on the sides.
Yeah. You can go crazy with this bug thing. That would fit right in.
He's broad.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't though?
Guys, when's it supposed to start glowing?
Well, hasn't started when yet.
When you're a little bit older.
Yeah.
But I'm already 47. I'm not. I'm
the locust. The locust alone. Good enough.
But even just the hood with that knuckles.
Yeah.
Sort of
yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit. It just looks like Ultimate Doom.
The buggy spirit of vengeance. Yeah, I don't know. They don't. Visually, it would look really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love these characters and I want to see them.
Yeah.
Close your eyes. Sorry. Waking nightmares. You know.
Well, I know.
Well, that was fun.
That was,
You know, like many things, now it's over. Let's move on.
This is like the episode where you just accept things ending for some reason.
This is an episode of endings. Yeah. Foreshadowing. No.
Yeah.
What the f***?
So, you know how we fix characters sometimes?
Yeah, we take a crappy character and then,
Yeah, we tried to fix Cable a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It went okay.
Yeah, it did.
This week we're going to ruin some characters.
Let's do that.
Let's ruin their lives.
Yes.
So, how are we going to do this? Are we going to do it character by character or person by person?
I think character by character.
Okay. So,
you pick your character and then we all just pitch in. And
okay. The character that I would very much like to ruin is Thor. Because I'm petty.
The God of Thunder, mighty Thor.
No, because I couldn't think of anything to ruin Nightcrawler because he's like up there in my favorites, but he's not very interesting is the thing.
He's a nice boy.
He's a nice boy.
He's a nice boy.
So I've got an idea to ruin Thor.
Okay.
And I found this, we talked about this off air, but I found this really difficult to do because I would, you know, start writing a thing and like, this.
Yeah, it's very easy to just suddenly detour yourself and even just one little nugget of a thing, even if you start bad, it's very easy to just suddenly go good. Yeah. Or it becomes ridiculous. So ridiculous that you're like, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Well, like Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the 2099 series, there was this Church of Thor. It was like, you know, all the Asgardian gods had left Earth. They weren't coming anymore. And so there was this Church of Thor that just basically worshipped him. So Thor gets, you know, thrown into the future. The far-flung future of, well, it could be 2099, doesn't especially matter what. And I kind of related this to the second volume of Machine Man, where he was, you know, in the future, in the, right. the far-flung year of 2020. Oh, no.
He's almost here.
Anytime now.
Finally, someone to fight that gear-faced Iron Man. So, you know, he's thrown into the future, and he's disconnected from Asgard because none of the Asgardians are coming to Earth anymore. So he sort of is taken in with the Church of Thor that's, you know, kind of cult-like, kind of Illuminati.
Okay.
You know, they're treating him really well, but sort of, you know, he's a well-kept prisoner. And, he, you know, everyone's very friendly to him, but they're not letting him out and do what he wants to do.
I see.
Or they're, you know, controlling him, manipulating him, that sort of thing. But then, you know, he starts to sort of investigate them a little more, and it's like, oh, they're okay, they're controlling everything. They're controlling, you know, they're a business, and they're a church, and they're government, and they're everything. And it turns out that the Church of Thor was controlled all along by, I don't know how to pronounce it, it might be Vidar or Vidar, who is a, you know, very briefly used character, another one of Odin's sons, who is the god of vengeance. Who, and I looked it up
look
after
at you like yeah, research yeah. and everything. Oh, yeah.
As part of Ragnarok, after is it Fenrir or Fenrir?
That's the one.
Big wolf.
Oh yeah.
After they kill Odin, Vidar is supposed to kill Fenrir, but you know, there's a complete disconnection from Asgard, so Vidar feels that he was, you know, robbed of the attention that he should have gotten and taking revenge on Odin's murderer, and basically wants to make Thor suffer in that way. Like, well, I get erased from history and you get all the fucking glory. I'm going to build this up around you and have it all come crashing down, and then you're going to look like a joke. But as I'm writing, I'm like, oh, this is kind of good.
I was just going to say, I'm like, this is pretty good.
Why, I like it.
Why I think it's bad? Vidar would basically be like a Wilson Fisk-esque figure. Big cigar, big stupid goatee. And the other...
So Volstagg, but less interesting.
Mm, yeah, I'm thinking, yeah. Just like a...
you know who I am. Do you know how to pronounce my name? Because I don't. I call me Vinny.
So he's basically Kingpin.
I'm Abe Vigoda.
And Thor has a techno Mjolnir because it's the future.
Oh, of course.
And there's a bunch of future speak.
Yeah.
Hammer 2.0. You know,
give me an example of future speak. Come on, you mother shocker.
You know, shocking Christ.
You know what the frack I'm talking about. Yeah, so just like really, really steeped in this is what the future's going to be like. Yeah. Bullshit. That's the real downfall.
Kind of like an 80s movie.
It's so crash. Yeah.
It's the crashest.
It's the crashest of all.
It's the crasher, which is somehow more crashest than crashest, because that's how it works in the future, which is what we call the future.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I hate it.
Fuck. Sorry, curses.
No, I'm supposed to hate it, because you're ruining
Frack.
It.
It's supposed to be a ruiner.
Frack and shock. Also, I think Thor investigating anything would be... I'm a gumshoe.
Thor noir.
Yeah. So what did you guys do to ruin Thor?
All of my thoughts, I'm like, okay, who is Thor as a character? And you think about like, oh, you know, he's like, his worthiness is a big thing, his like realness and stuff. But like, they've inverted that a bunch of times. Yeah. And it, for some reason, always just works. You still like Thor. You have like Thor like talking like a, being like a jokey character in the movies now, basically. It's like, still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You have him being unworthy, still love the guy. You replace him 1,000 times, that's fine. The only thing I can think that would really ruin him is I thought about, okay, well, who what would you associate with Thor otherwise? Like, who in the modern day likes Thor? And it's kind of similar to, like, what American Gods kind of did. But I'm like, the Nazis sure do like Thor. Maybe that goes both ways. I don't have a story. Whoa. All I know is...
that goes bad.
It goes very bad. Is him realizing, like, oh, yeah, I'm worshipped pretty hard by these guys. And I have to assume that would make him unworthy. But Odin's the one who made that worthiness thing. And he's also a big asshole.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say big ass.
That, too, at times. It's all I have.
Going back to when Donald Blake was Thor, so then he would, like, switch into the thing. I mean, he'd become Thor.
Tap my walking staff.
Yeah. Donald Blake loses that Thor connection. Or why? So Blake has to go out, and the whole comic is Blake going out on a walkabout through the heart of America, searching for the Thor in himself.
I do hate that.
Is it like Superman grounded again?
Yeah.
Like,
along the way, he meets some pretty offbeat characters. Cue the music. Or he's just alone in Nevada hotel room running up a charge on hooker after hooker.
Oh my God.
So there's one.
New idea. Yep. Similar to what you said about like having become disconnected. They get swapped. Thor is a doctor.
Thor he just keeps MD. Squashing them.
Yeah,
with
he's got his hammer. Then, like, if there's like any
pass
crazy...
me my tool. Do you need a scalpel? No, hammer. But you used that last time when
Nurse
you killed
them.
Yeah, nurse hammer.
Trying to pass it, can't.
There's an emergency Avengers mission. Well, we've got this middle-aged guy with a cane. He's here. He's dead.
Now listen here, you big bully.
My other one was all the Thors, like all the different aspects and versions of Thor. All the Thors together running a pub and inn in the north of Wales called Two Goats and a Horse.
Ah.
It's a romance book, and everyone gets their heart broke.
Everybody.
By who? No. Mm-hmm. But they seem so good together.
Because I did that thing when it was like, I started writing, I was like, that would be pretty good. Until I was like, no, it's a romance. I think a bar would be fun.
Not like a House of Thors. No. Thor finished all the milk.
Thor!
It's Thor. And Thor, and Thor, and Thor.
Too many Thors.
Aaron, every Thor is there.
Moon Knight.
Moon Knight.
I picked Moon Knight.
Are you seriously talking to the moon? As in, the cow jumped over?
There is more to the moon than childish stories.
Moon Knight.
Moon Knight. That's mine. Every time he enters the room, he's like, Moon Knight. Woo. That's it. No other changes, but that he does that every time he enters a room, and it ruined him. Continue.
When I originally came up with this idea of ruining the character, I was like, I wanted to be really specific about what, put it to what writer and what artist would be ruining this character. And this is the only one I did this with. It's written by Chuck Dixon.
Oh, boy.
And it's drawn by Ethan Van Shiver, whatever.
I'm going to hate it.
One of his personalities goes right wing and political and starts to crack down on illegals and terrorists.
Oh, yeah.
And then that personality starts doxing one of the other personalities.
Oh, my God.
For being a superhero snowflake when he doesn't want to take part in that busting of the illegals and the terrorists. Then American Voting Day comes and it's mayhem.
Oh, boy. I hate that you gave them ideas, but part of that is like, part of me wants to read it.
Really?
Well, not by those creators, but...
No.
It was that, or I had a little second one. Someone makes it a teen book about mental illness and high school. It's Moon Knight Kid, and he joins the New Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Stay away from drugs, kids.
Yeah.
Anybody else do Moon Knight?
I did do Moon Knight.
Yeah, mine was not exactly like yours, but kind of weirdly similar, so I'll do mine last.
I say get him medicated. That ought to ruin him pretty quick. Just get him on like some of that, you know, Krakoan human drug that cures all mental illnesses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's cool.
How to ruin a story.
Yeah. So now, he's all better.
And he's a mechanic.
Yeah. He never questions his sanity, and he's only Mark Spector. He's none of that other stuff. And he fights super, like, street-level characters, average criminals. And also he has a sidekick called Satellite, who's, like, got a hoverboard and stuff. Like, techie. Satellite. So it's Moon Knight and Satellite coming at ya.
This Saturday morning.
On Fox Kids.
Exactly.
I can see it, and I hate it.
Yeah.
But I can see it.
Actually, it would be Disney XD. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, of course it would be. Yeah, mine was a half-baked for... I wasn't as prepared as you guys this episode, but mine's like a half-baked...
That's okay.
No, it's not exactly like
I had
yours,
like three so lines.
It's half-baked, but it's with half Moon Knight. You ever read Moon Knight on...
Yeah.
You ever been Moon Knight on an aspect of the Moon God?
Oh, I conchued it up.
Yeah, yeah. So mine... It's again similar. There's like... He's literally like part of... Khonshu. He's
size
like,
7 Khonshu.
It's like part of like the moon god kind of yep. a whole thing.
Yeah.
But one of his personalities just decides to be a obnoxious YouTube atheist. And he does not believe in any of this. And he's like out to disprove his own existence somehow.
I want to see your two things put together.
Yeah, really. That could just be...
That could be
another personality. Yeah, another yeah. personality. That happens is like, Khonshu's not real, okay? Ugh, Moon Knight. He doesn't even know he's doing it.
Yeah.
That's good. Literally all I had.
I like it.
I got
but we tag teamed it, so yeah, that's
that
fine.
Works. That works.
So you both get equal credit.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And then there was one more.
And then there was one. And that would be...
Maybe you need more anesthetic.
And maybe you need to go...
Master Dick.
Nightwing.
Wing.
Our dear friend.
Butts.
Mr. Butts.
Mr. Dick Butts.
Mr. Rick, please.
And again, I tried to think of like what about Nightwing? Aside from his wonderful butt is key to that character.
He can do a quadruple somersault.
Yeah. Part of me jokingly wanted to say he gets shot in the head and it loses his memories and becomes a dirtbag.
But?
That would ruin the character, correct.
dirtbag with sweet ass.
Yeah. But it does say, like, part of what makes Dick Grayson a likable character in a lot of ways. He's always been kind of like the Batman's kind of like the dark broody guy, and he's sort of like sunny and more open and kind, and mm-hmm. everybody likes him. He sort of connects everybody.
Yeah.
In a way. Like everybody knows Dick, everybody likes Dick.
Some people just straight up need Dick.
Oh, they need it. Need Dick. Him. but no, it's true.
Like, I was saved by Dick.
He's kind of one of those characters that everybody kind of gets along with.
Go on.
No.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
And, I feel like he's somebody who can kind of bring everybody together.
Come together.
So the idea would be you take that and corrupt it in mm-hmm. a way where he sort of becomes that for, you know, he breaks somehow and sort of becomes
the broody.
Well, you know, and he's changed, but he sort of becomes that for the villain side. Most. He's working against, you know what I mean?
Okay, I see.
Yeah. So you sort of take everything that people love about him and you make it like a source of
make
evil
them a bad,
and you make
it
him
a bad
like
thing.
You make him like unlikable. Too many knocks and just kind of crack from the pressure. Not without, I mean, like, wasn't there like that Dark Knight Strikes Again where he was crazy and evil or something? I've never read it.
Yeah.
I have no idea. And they've done that. But I mean, like, he's still Nightwing. They've done like Dark Nightwing sort of things, fake outs here and there, but just basically the idea is like take
Midnight
everything
Wing.
You love about Dick Grayson and you make it what you hate about him. So, you know, the thing that they just keep it's
flat,
almost like somebody in
butt.
DC a flat butt, just a flat
he starts
butt
wearing
also.
Cargo pants.
Oh
yeah. Oh no, that was in mine. Shit.
Oh no.
Nah. Yeah. It's almost like somebody at DC just hates Dick Grayson for some reason. Can't explain why.
Oh.
It's almost like they already had a dirtbag Robin. Not a lot to it, but yeah.
No, it's good.
Oh.
But it's just, yeah. Just
it's good that I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
So I did come up with a writing and art team for this one.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So it's written by Kevin Smith. It's drawn by Joe Madureira.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, it's consistently late. And also, it's consistently late and might not get finished.
No.
But here's the thing.
That first issue sold great.
Oh,
and then it never came out again.
It's going to be so good when Nightwing moves to Edmonton.
But does he team up with those biking kids?
Oh, I didn't think. Well, no, that was Marvel. Oh, wait, that was DC. That was Marvel?
That was Marvel. That was Marvel.
Right. Yeah. He teams up with the two kids from the rodeo.
Good old Wright Riders.
He gets a dog and he smokes weed with that dog. Because Kevin Smith.
You shouldn't give your dog.
But it's special dog weed.
Oh, okay.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
Because Batman made it. Because Batman, he knows how to park. So the whole idea being, you know, Canada needs a Batman too. And Edmonton's pretty much in the middle of it. So he moves there.
I thought you would be like, and Edmonton's pretty much a shithole.
And Edmonton's pretty much Bloodhaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hamilton.
Well, maybe Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Look, there's lots of shitholes in Canada. Okay. He takes on a sidekick called Double Double.
Oh, boy.
Because
he's going to flip his rim.
Because they're sweet and cream-colored. Because, again, Kevin Smith. So basically, what I want this book to look like, I don't really have a plot to it other than he lives in Edmonton and he's a dude. I want it to basically be like the Hawkeye limited series that we all really liked, except I want it to be by people who could never make that book.
And don't understand.
I want them to read it and be like, we learned the wrong lesson. So he fights, I don't know, Serbians.
I got
two little bits. One where he gets de-aged and he becomes Robin again.
Oh, I do
hate that. You're right.
And
I'm having a very visceral reaction to that, and I hate it.
Good. He and Damian become besties, and they start a blog about being Batman's kid. Then it becomes a podcast. But
yeah, never
they are stupid done. And a waste of time.
Stupid.
What's even dumber is recording a podcast in a Robin costume. I'd never do that. I'm not doing that right now.
Yes. Which one of you Robins said that?
The other ones, he suddenly becomes very smart for some reason. Whoever's writing him is suddenly just amps his intelligence for
one. Flowers some for word, Grayson.
Yeah. suddenly. And
Flowers
he starts,
for Dick.
I'm not going to spread for no roses.
So suddenly he becomes very smart and he starts having space adventures and he has a spaceship called the Nightwing and he teams up with Hal Jordan to space cop the shit out of the universe.
I keep forgetting I'm supposed to like Hal Jordan now.
You love
well, have you read any yet?
No, I haven't. Well, I'm fighting it. I'm going to keep fighting it. It would suck.
Unless you did it in a fun, like any of these, you could take in a certain way and make it good.
I gotta say, I would love to read a fun Nightwing book.
Oh, a fun Nightwing book, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But
those don't happen.
Nightwing in space is such a weird idea. It could actually be kind of fun.
It could be fun. But if it's done, that's why I was like, I wrote that part. I was like, oh, fun.
Yeah.
I'll put Hal Jordan because Dan Brile hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hawkman, because then both of you will hate
it.
To hate Hawkman, I would need to care about Hawkman.
The opposite of love.
I gotta say,
it's not hate, it's indifference.
One of the few things is that he's like...
He's not Robin anymore, and he's not a kid.
That's like his defining thing. Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Pull him right back into it.
Try to get out, and they pull me right back in.
Tim Drake has to babysit.
Oh no, we spilled all the spaghetti. Alfred's going to be so mad.
I am mad.
And I'm Tim Curry.
Oh no, we spilled your curry on Tim.
I'm clapping like an idiot.
Yeah. I love and or hate it.
Do you think
we ruined those
characters?
I think
we ruined a few characters.
I'm very excited for these comics to be published soon.
And you know how we always make up stories and we're like, we're pitching this to DC or Marvel or whoever. Yeah. Okay, please don't take these ones.
You know what?
Better not.
Take them.
Or if you do, hand them to us and we'll make them better.
Take them out back to the wood chipper.
Take them. I just want the money. Yeah. If someone would give me the money to sell out, I would sell out so quickly.
That's true.
What's scruples? What are those?
Huh.
Just saying, ruining Dick Grayson is a good way to get published in DC these days. Mm. They are listening. Anyway.
I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca, Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut on Instagram.
I'm Kylie's. You can check me out at thekylie's.com. We are doing a rhythmic thing here. I've got prints and comics and more stuff like that. You can buy it all. You can buy it all. Please buy my things. I need money to live. Live, 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 live. Something I want to do. Now, Bri.
My name's Brian. I've got no rhythm, so I won't continue this trend. My name's Bri Kotick. You can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com if you choose to. Oh, God.
That was really, really good.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
There's a little lead in. Go. And he stopped. No, fuck.
Okay. He's double dutching. Oh, he didn't double dutch.
Did not double dutch. Just tangled in the...
Help me, I broke a leg.
Ah!
There's too many ropes.
Thanks. Big thanks to K. Preston Merkley, Ocean City Defender.
Yep. OCD.
For... Big shout out to OCD.
And
got a night. Gotta touch the light switch 9 times.
You guys don't do that?
7.
I kind of do. Lucky I do 7. With locks. I have to make sure the door's locked.
Anyway, Ocean City Defender did music. Look at that.
Good stuff.
Good. You have.
Check him. You do. We'll see.
9 messages.
Oh, no. And as always, you can check us out on, we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And I think like one of us sort of just updates each of those. How does that work? I post things on Twitter, but no one else does. Do you?
I've never been on Twitter with it.
It doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. I
end up doing the Instagram. I do the Instagram. The
time. Yeah. Instagram's the only good one.
Yeah. Check us out on Instagram.
And I think we're going to have some new stuff coming up on Instagram.
Heck yeah, very soon.
So stay tuned.
Just you wait until you see it. Wait until you see me talk over, Merc.
I did see it. I just saw it. Have a great day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Don't forget to brush your teeth.
You should do you it only like get the at one least set. 3 times a day.
You only get the 1 set of teeth. Unless you're a shark.